On a summer morning about 2 centuries ago, the grass plot in front of the jail in Prison Lane was occupied by a large number of Bostonians. Their eyes were fixed on the old oak door. Their faces were grim and rigid. Every time there was such a group of people in front of the jail, there was usually a whipping of a disobedient child, a lazy bond servant, a Quaker, or a turbulent Indian. It could also have been the hanging of a witch. The spectators looked very solemn and severe, as was typical of people who believed that religion and law were almost identical. There was practically no sympathy from the crowd for the condemned individual. What we would consider a small offense today was then punished very harshly, even with death itself. The women in the crowd were particularly interested in what was about to happen. They were wives and maidens of English birth. Their features were hard, their expressions bitter.
"Good wives,"
said a severe-looking woman of 50.
"We should be the ones to judge the evil doings of this Hester Prynne, since we are women of mature age and church members of good repute. What do you all think? If the hussy were judged by us five, would she receive the same sentence as the magistrates have decided on? I think not."
"People say,"
said another woman,
"that the Reverend Master Dimmesdale, her pastor, is very upset that such a scandal has fallen upon his congregation."
"The magistrates are God-fearing gentlemen, but they are too generous. That is the truth,"
added a third older woman.
"At the very least, they should have put the brand of a hot iron on Hester Prynne's forehead. Madam Hester would have winced at that, I am sure. But little will she care what they put on her dress. She could cover it with a brooch, and then walk the streets as proud as ever."
"But even if she covers the mark, the pain will always be in her heart,"
said a soft-spoken young wife, holding a child by hand.
"Goodness!"
exclaimed a man in the crowd.
"Is there no virtue in a woman except for what comes from the fear of punishment? Quiet now! The lock of the prison door is turning, and here comes Mistress Prynne herself!"
The door of the jail was thrown open, and there appeared the grim, threatening figure of the town beadle. He was like a black shadow emerging into the sunshine. He had a sword by his side and carried a staff of office. His aspect represented the extreme severity of the Puritan code of law.